Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the blessed, glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our joy and our pleasure to be able to come into your presence once again. Last time we ran over in our broadcast because I was so involved in our study that the time slipped up on me, and time gets away from us so quickly as we're studying the Word of God. It's so wonderful and exciting to look into God's precious truths and behold and see the glorious events that the Word of God foretells regarding the future. Beloved, these things will come to pass. God always keeps His Word. That's a wonderful fact about the eternal Creator God. He always keeps His Word. Many Old Testament prophecies were made concerning the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and every one of those prophecies was fulfilled exactly to the letter, showing that God keeps His Word. God does what He says He will do. And, beloved, God keeps His Word when it comes to salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, putting their faith and trust in Him, acknowledging that Christ died for their sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, and will invite Him into their life, He will come in, beloved. He will deliver them from sin. He will set you free if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never accepted Him as your Savior, Jesus Christ is ready to send His Holy Spirit into your spirit to convict, to give you salvation, to cleanse you from sin, to make you pure and clean, to make a new person out of you. And, beloved, I know that God keeps His Word. I've experienced it in my own life over and over again as God has kept promises that He's written in His Word that I have claimed and seeing the Lord keep His Word. God always keeps His Word and does what He says He will do. We're in Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, chapter 12, if you'll get your Bible or New Testament and join us in our study. Last time we were discussing about the nation of Israel and the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and how Satan sought to destroy Christ when He was born. And if you've read Matthew chapter 1 and 2 and Luke chapter 1 and 2, you know how that there was a king that sought to destroy the Lord Jesus and how that God protected him. And the king was inspired by Satan, and it was Satan's pawn that he was using to try to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to describe how that God would protect Israel during that last 3.5 years of this terrible, awful future event called the tribulation. And in verse 7 of Revelation chapter 12, he foretells about Satan being cast out of heaven. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And who is the dragon? Notice what the Scripture says. And the dragon prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That is what is described in verse 4 as it talks about he drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman. This is picturing Satan and his being cast to the earth along with all of his angels that followed him and that rebelled against God when Satan rebelled against God. Remember, Satan was a beautiful created being that God created to protect his holiness. And we've discussed this before. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels that followed him were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." And beloved, did you know that Satan goes into the presence of God to accuse you and to accuse me? We who have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, Satan accuses us before God. But praise the Lord God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is seated at the right hand of God. We're told throughout the New Testament that that's where he's seated after he ascended and went back into heaven after his death, burial, and glorious resurrection. And he's making intercession for you and for me. And he intercedes in our behalf when Satan accuses us and says, "Father, I died for that sin. I died for their wrongdoing. And Father, forgive them for my sake." And the Father forgives us because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed to cover our sin. And all of our sins are under that precious blood of Christ. And we who have believed in Jesus are declared righteous before Almighty God. Verse 11, we go on to read concerning the accuser of the brethren. "And they overcame him," speaking of Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb." Oh, beloved, there's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, power to cleanse from sin, power to deliver from the bondage of sin. "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." There's power in the word of your testimony if you're a child of God. Do not be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid to stand up and to speak the truth, beloved, because there's power in the word of your testimony. "And they loved not their lives unto the death." That is, they were willing to die for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, you and I should be willing to die for our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If it comes to that, we should be willing to give our life to die for the Lord Jesus. He gave his life for us. And beloved, you remember that the scripture tells us to fear not him which is able to destroy the body, but fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. He's the one we're to fear, and that's Almighty God, not Satan and his demons and his evil ones that he has deceived and blinded. Therefore, verse 12, "Rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Yes, beloved, that last 3.5 years are going to be a time of great trouble and great judgment, even as the devil himself realizes he has but a short time. He's going to do everything he can to doom and damn the hearts and lives of people that will be living on the earth during that time. And beloved, there may be people right now who will go into this period of time and who will see these events. Should the trump of God sound and the event we call the rapture take place, when the dead in Christ are resurrected, we which are alive and remain are be caught out to meet the Lord in the air, beloved, then this world is plunged into this 7-year time of great trouble and great wrath. It could occur at any time. And beloved, should Jesus call us home to be with him, then beloved, these terrible things would begin to occur and take place upon the earth. And so he says, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Yes, only 3.5 years to work before King Jesus would come back to take Satan and cast him into the bottomless pit where he will be bound for the 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ here upon the earth. But we're getting ahead in our study, and there's coming a day when we will discuss and consider that. And so verse 13, when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. That's Israel, which we've already discussed. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Here again we see the time scheduled, and it's 3.5 years. Time is 1 year. Times is 2 years. That's 3 years. And then half a time is half a year. 3.5 years. That last 3.5 years, all this is going to occur at that middle period of time when the beast will move into Jerusalem and will show himself that he's God, will desecrate the holy place of the new temple. Then Israel will be having to flee to the mountains, and God will take her to this designated place that he has for the remnant of Israel, where they will be protected. And then the serpent is going to try to stop these who flee. That is the devil. And the serpent, verse 15, cast out of his mouth water as of a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. We don't know whether that means that's going to be literal water or whether it's going to be the armies of Satan that will come against the beast, the armies of the beast that will come against the woman and will try to stop her. And the Lord will perhaps use an earthquake to open up the earth, and the armies will fall into the earth. And then verse 17, the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then in chapter 13, he describes about this beast that will come up out of the sea of humanity. And he describes him, as he says in verse 3, I saw, as it were, one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Something's going to happen that will kill the beast, and yet he will be healed from that wound. And verse 4, the whole world will come after him. And verse 4, they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. That's Satan. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. There again we see the time element of the last 3.5 years. He will rule and reign over the entire earth during that last 3.5 years, or 42 months, as it is mentioned. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Till next time, goodbye.